Shana Tova, Tikosenu, you should be signed and sealed for a sweet new year. So the new DJ, because this is a new schedule, is here. So, very good. Hello, come on in. I just was hoping you were here. Okay, so your name is?
Bronwyn.
Wait, I couldn't hear you.
Bronwyn.
What is it?
Bronwyn.
Brunway. Yes. Brunway. She's going to be taking over the controls. All right, I'll see you next Wednesday. Don't be late.
Hi, this is Bronwyn, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to my radio show. This is the first show of a year-long show. I was away this summer, but I'm very excited to be back in the studio. And today I'm just going to be playing songs of the summer, songs I've been listening to in the past few months since I last was on air. So that was She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones. And next I'm going to play What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Yeah. 25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
You could be my silver.
That was Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac, and before that, What's Up by Four Non Blondes. Today's show is going to be a bit of a random assortment, but as I said before, I am playing songs of the summer, songs of my summer. I feel like there's always sort of a discourse of like what the song of the summer is. And I was having this conversation with somebody a few weeks ago, and I feel like some summers it's like very clear what the song of the summer is. Like, you hear it on all of the pop radio stations constantly. But I feel like this summer there wasn't really a clear song of the summer. So today is an assortment of my songs of the summer. This summer I was working in Boston. I feel like overall I'd give this summer like an 8 out of 10. It was pretty good. Like, working is never fun, but you can't just do absolutely nothing for 4 months, as much as I wish I could. So there was a lot of this summer that I spent inside, which is a little disappointing because I feel like in New England, there isn't that much of the year that you can just be hanging out outside since like winter comes so fast. So I wish I'd had more outside time this summer, but otherwise it was pretty good. I went to Canada for a week, where my family is from, and actually What's Up, the song I played previously, I heard at this Sunday market. There was a little band that was just a husband and wife playing cover songs, and they played that song. And honestly, I think they kind of did it better. No offense to Four Non Blondes, but this little Acadian couple in Eastern Canada, I think, did a better performance of What's Up. Okay, moving on. The next song I'm going to play is Ventura Highway. I think I heard this song on the radio. I feel like a lot of these songs, the songs of this summer, were radio discoveries. So enjoy.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. How long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway. Thank you.
I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve. In the rich relationed hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee of come. Remember those who win the game, lose the love they sought to gain, in debentures of quality and dubious integrity. The small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received at 17.
You just heard At 17 by Janice Ian. That was definitely one of my songs of the summer, keeping with this theme I have going for this hour. I heard that song on the radio when I was in upstate New York. And another theme of this summer for me was upstate New York. I went 2 or 3 times. I went to Hudson. I went to a town called Tivoli where Bard College is. I saw Kingston. Yeah, it's a nice area. I definitely can see why if you're a New Yorker, that's the vacation spot to be if you don't want to go to, like, the craziness of the Hamptons. But my issue is that if you know me, you know I love to swim. And I found that there wasn't great swimming options. When I was in Tivoli at Bard College, I went to a waterfall, but the water was kind of gross and I didn't really want to swim in it. So dream summer for me is being close to some sort of body of water, ideally the ocean, but it's deceptively hard to get to the ocean from Boston. Every weekend this summer I would try to go to Marblehead, Massachusetts, which has my favorite beach in the world there, and I would try to go every single weekend when I wasn't working, and every single weekend it seemed to rain, so I would always get rained out, and my efforts to swim in the ocean felt like they were thwarted every single time I tried. But then 2 weeks ago, in the first week of school, we had a little heat wave, and it felt kind of cruel that finally when I had the free time to go swimming, and the weather was gorgeous, I was back in school. But my friend generously lent me her car, so I did. There was a series of 3 days during the heat wave where I went to Walden Pond every single day, and it was so nice. Swimming at Walden Pond is so beautiful, and the water is such a nice temperature. I love to swim out to the middle and come back. I've heard some not great things about the sanitation of Walden Pond, but I've chosen just to not look into it because I feel like I just don't want to know. If Walden Pond is really gross and disgusting, it's better I don't know and just keep enjoying. That's kind of my methodology. Another thing that I did this summer that I was pretty proud of was I ran a half marathon, which for me is a huge deal because I'm not a very good runner. I'm very slow. So I trained for about 2 months. And then I ran it on August 6th, also on the North Shore of Massachusetts. It was in Gloucester. Very, very beautiful course. We passed three beaches along the course of the run. It was the Triple Threat Half Marathon. If any of my listeners are interested in doing it next summer, I definitely recommend it. But as a result, I was listening to a lot of, very aggressive pop music. That's my running music of choice. I feel like I can't listen to anything when I'm running if it's not, really upbeat pop or, electronic music. So I'm a little concerned for, what my Spotify Wrapped is going to look like this year, because all summer I was just listening to, pure pop. A lot of Taylor Swift. But one of the songs I listened to a lot was, or one of the artists I listened to a lot when I was running was Carly Rae Jepsen. I didn't really realize that she has kind of had this whole career. I think most people know her from Call Me Maybe, which is what I knew her from, but she's released multiple albums since. And I think she just released her most recent album a few weeks ago. So I was listening a lot to The Loneliest Time, which I'm going to play for you now, and I hope you enjoy.
Cause our love, we never finished it. I'm What happened was, we reached the moon, but lost in space. I think we got there all too soon. But you know what? I'm coming back for you, baby. I'm coming back for you. De todas las flores que sembramos, solo quedan unas encendidas. Cada mañana se preguntan, ¿cuándo llegarás para cantarles? De todas las lunas que miramos, solo quedan algunas memorias. Cuando nos reímos, cuando nos tuvimos, en las calles de Madrid borrachos fuimos sin un rumbo fijo. Cuando nos bailamos, cuando nos perdimos, en esa canción que nuestro antiguo mundo juntos comprendimos. En ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde compartimos. De todas las flores que sembramos, solo quedan unas encendidas. Cada mañana cantarles las lunas menguantes que nos observaron sobre mares lloran lágrimas sagradas como tu caricia dulce como amarga deliciosas las mañanas laberintos en las madrugadas como tus caricias suave como espina, se me va clavando sobre el pecho toda esta melancolía. En este jardín de rosas bugambilias sin tu compañía. De todo.
desde Madrid borrachos fuimos sin un rumbo fijo. Cuando nos bailamos, cuando nos perdimos en esa canción que nuestro antiguo mundo juntos comprendimos, en ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde compartimos, en ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde nos perdimos.
You just heard De Todas Las Flores by Natalia Lafourcade, I think that's how that's pronounced. Okay, next I'm going to play Carol by Al Stewart.
Sometimes it seems unimaginable that you were ever any other way. With your white rose face and your open clothes, embroidered jeans and silver chains, you're a well-known face in all the hangout places where the lost souls congregate. You sit all night but you talk too fast, I don't know what you're trying to say. Oh Carol, I think it's time for running for cover. Uh-huh, believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. You got a one-way ticket for all your yesterdays. I know your daddy said he talked to you, but he never really found the time. And your TV mother with the cocktail eyes could never really reach your mind. So you fixed your star to a passing dream and took a cocaine holiday. Now the years flow around you in a muddy stream. Need another place to stay. Oh Carol, I think it's time for running for cover. Uh-huh, believe me, you're everyone's and nobody's lover. Uh-huh, you got a one-way ticket for all your yesterdays. Reach down, silvery ship from the stars, I know you're there. I know me, you can take me anywhere. I know you must be there. Well, sometimes it seems impossible that the game could get that rough. But the stage is set, the exit's barred, and the makeup won't come off. So you make your bow to the balcony, you light another cigarette. And the lights grow dim as the music starts, and it's easy to forget. Oh, Carol, I think it's time for running for cover.
got a one-way ticket to all your yesterdays. Reach down, silvery ship from the stars, and know you're there. I know you'll understand me, you can take me anywhere. I know you must be there.
That was Carol by Al Stewart. That song has really nice instrumentals. I was realizing, well, my friend Jill always says that something she really likes in a song, like a quality of a song that makes it a good song in her opinion, is like lots of little sounds, and like, I don't, she would describe it so much better than I can, but like little, lots of little like sounds in the background. And for me, I really like when a song has like brass instruments, so any sort of like horn or trumpet interlude, I really like that in a song. Not that Carol has that in it, but just a realization of my music taste. Yeah, I'm not really sure how else to define what I like in a song, but definitely having brass instruments is something that I always enjoy. Also, I wanted to say I got a phone call 5 minutes ago, and it came and went so quick I didn't even get a chance to pick it up. So if that was you, and you would like to call in, please try again, and hopefully I'll be more successful at picking up the phone this time. I'm going to read a quick PSA. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio. Sadly, I'm running out of time here. There's only 13 minutes left in my hour. There are two songs to me that were really, really, really songs of the summer, so I want to make sure I get those in. But I thought I would first just... Oh, I'm getting a phone call again. So I'm going to play Day Is Done by Nick Drake and hopefully pick up the phone this time.
When the day is done, down to earth then sinks the sun, along with everything that was lost and won. When the day is done, when the day is done, hope so much your race will be all wrong. Then you find to jump the gun, have to go back where you began. When the day is done, when the night is cold, some get by, but some get old, just to show life's not made of gold. When the night is cold, when the bird is flown, got no one to call your own, got no place to call your home. When the bird has flown,
the game's been fought. Newspaper blown across the court. Lost much sooner than you would have thought. Now the game's been fought. When the part is through, seems so very sad for you. Didn't do the things you meant to do. Now there's no time to start anew. Now the part is through. When the day is done, down to earth and sinks the sun, along with everything that was lost and won. When the day is done.
That was Day Is Done by Nick Drake. So successfully answered the phone for those who are still listening. So if you ever want to call in, please do. The number is 855-915-WMFO, which is 9636. As I was saying before, I just wanted to introduce myself and my show because it is the start of a new semester and a new schedule for WMFO. So my name is Bronwyn. My show is bi-weekly, so I won't be on next week, but I'll be on 2 weeks from now, Wednesdays at 5. The phone caller requested, or didn't request, but said that they really enjoyed the bossa nova Italian countryside type music that I played. I assume that they were referencing De Todas las Flores, but I really like bossa nova as well, so I'll definitely be playing more throughout the semester. The title of my show is called Medieval November this semester. And I know the theme of this show has been songs of the summer, and I've been talking about summer, but Medieval November is a fall reference. And the term kind of came about 2 years ago. I was talking to some friends at school at Tufts, and we were talking about how fall in Medford, Somerville area is just such a distinct feeling, especially when the leaves turn and the temperature, it gets chilly in the mornings. It's just like such a specific feeling, especially being in Medford, Somerville. And for some reason, it feels like medieval Middle Ages. I think it's because like the Middle Ages are also called the Dark Ages. And I don't know, I guess fall just reminds me of like a lot of like the end of the harvest season, and then the end of the harvest season and kind of going into winter and like preparing for winter feels very like primal and very like pagan. There's this festival called Samhain, which is an ancient Gaelic festival that is meant to celebrate the end of the harvest season. I believe it's on November 1st. And to me, that festival, Samhain, look it up, embodies kind of what like fall is and what fall means to me. So all of this to say is that I'll be playing a lot of fall-themed music, which, if you keep listening every other week at 5 p.m., you'll get a sense of what fall-themed music means to me. So I'm going to play only two more songs. Sadly, this hour went by very quickly. I feel like it's nice to be back in the studio, but I think I was a little bit more rusty than I expected. But I'm very happy to be here. I am going to play a song by Taylor Swift, which I think for a lot of listeners of WMFO may not be a first choice artist, but I'm going to play August because to me that song really is forever a song of the summer. So I hope you enjoy, and then one more song after that if you stay tuned.
Salt air and the rust on your door. I never needed anything more. Or whispers of are you sure? Never have I ever before. But I can see us lost in the memory. August slipped away into a moment in time, 'cause it was never mine. And I can see us twisted in bed sheets. August slipped away like a bottle of wine, 'cause you were never mine. You're back
sun, wishing I could write my name on it. Will you call when you're back at school? I remember thinking I had you, but I can see it's lost in the memory. August slipped away into a moment in time, 'cause it was never mine. And I can see us twisting in bedsheets. August sipped away like a bottle of wine, 'cause you were never mine. Never mind. And I can see us twisted in bedsheets. August sipped away like a bottle of wine, 'cause you were never mine. I, 'cause you were never mine. Never mine. Do you remember? Remember when I pulled up and said get in the car, and then canceled my plans just in case you called?
So that was August by Taylor Swift. For me, that song will always be a song of the summer. And then I saved the best for last. I went to a Caroline Polachek concert in the spring, which was really, really fun. She is, like, so phenomenal in person to watch live. And she played Sunset from her most recent album, Desire I Want to Turn Into You. And it was so good. And right before she played it, she was like, I think, I can't remember exactly when the concert was. It must have been in April or May, probably May. And she was like, this has to be the song of the summer. I want this to be the song of the summer. And I was thinking when she played it, like, oh, this would be so great if this was the song of the summer. But unfortunately, I didn't hear it on the radio once this summer. But it was my personal song of the summer. I hope Caroline Polachek knows that I fulfilled her vision. Yeah, so thank you so much for listening. If you've been listening the whole hour, as I said, I'll be back in 2 weeks at 5 p.m. This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Who's instead of turning left. But boy, your patience is a magic kind of medicine.